March 22, 1919, all things came out to life from the eternal fiat. Excesses of love in the creation of man. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, and I could see all the order of created things. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, see what harmony, what order in all created things, and how all of them came out to life from the eternal fiat." Everything cost me a fiat. The most tiny star as well as the refulgent and splendid sun, the most tiny plant just as the great tree, the most tiny insect just as the largest animal, they all seem to say among themselves, "We are noble creatures. Our origin is the eternal volition. We all carry the mark of the supreme fiat. It is true that we are distinct and different from one another. We have diversity of office, of light, of heat, but this says nothing. One is our value, the fiat of a god. One our life and preservation, the fiat of the eternal majesty." Oh, how eloquently does creation speak of the power of my will, teaching that from the greatest thing to the smallest, one is the value, because they have life from the divine volition. In fact, a star would say to the sun, "It is true that you have much light and heat. Your office is great, your goods immense. The earth almost depends on you, so much so, that I do nothing in comparison to you. But the fiat of a god made you so. Therefore our values are equal, the glory which we give to our creator is completely similar." Then he added in a more afflicted tone, "It was not so in creating man. It is true that his origin is my fiat, but this was not enough for me. Taken by excess of love, I breathed on him, wanting to infuse in him my own life. I endowed him with reason. I made him free, and I constituted him king of the whole creation. But man, ungrateful, how did he correspond to me? Amid all creation, he alone has become the sorrow of my heart, the clashing note. And then, how much could I tell you about my crafting in the sanctification of souls? Not only one fiat, not my breath, do I place at their disposal, but my very life, my love, my wisdom. Yet, how many rejections, how many defeats my love receives. Ah, my daughter, compassionate my heart's sorrow, and come into my will to substitute for the love of the whole human family, so as to soothe my pierced heart."